It's On Spotlight. I'm John Clare. It's a fall November day at Wolf Park. Nestled 2 miles north of Battleground, a small town about 12 miles north of Lafayette. The park is dedicated to behavioral research, education, and conservation.
We're going on 45 years.
Katie Judd, event coordinator at Wolf Park.
We started way back in 1972 by Dr. Eric Klinghammer. He was a professor at Purdue University. He was just interested in wolf behavior. At the time when he started, there really weren't any wolves in the U.S. There were very few of them, and people didn't know a whole lot about them. So his idea was to set up these semi-natural enclosures and just watch the wolves all day long and try to figure out how they interacted with each other, how they communicated with each other. So at the time, he just had wolves in his backyard in a big pen out back, but people kept showing up and wanting to see the wolves. So he started doing more tours and education and teaching people about wolves. And so we've grown from there into something obviously much bigger and more focused on education.
That education includes visitors from around the world and students.
We have a kids camp program that takes place during the summer. We run 11 camps, some day camps, some overnight. Last year we had 98 children. We're hoping for even more this year. Those are usually a lot of fun. We do all ages from 6 to 14. Gives kids a good time to stay on property overnight, listen to the wolves howl, learn a lot about the place, get to help with some of the animal care, and just explore various forms of nature. And then we do a lot of programs throughout the year. Obviously, we're open May to December for our open season, where we're open 6 days a week. We do day programs where we have tours that go on throughout the week, and then we have some talks, and we feed the wolves on the weekends, so that's a good thing for people to see. And then on the evenings, on Friday and Saturday nights, we have our Howl Night program, which is really popular, especially with the Boy Scouts and Girl Scout groups. They'll come out with big groups and listen to the wolves howl, learn a lot about different forms of communication, howl along with the wolves, and just have a good time.
Other good times include outreach programs like photography tours and photography seminars.
Well, we're about to go get timber. Hi, I'm Karen.
Yeah.
I'm assistant curator, and so this is Kimber.
Hello, I'm Kimber. I'm the fox curator.
Well, we have a photo shoot in here. They're in here to get photos of wolves. And so we're about to go get another wolf so that they can get more interactions. So Timber is a young female, and both Wolfgang and Wotan like her. So we're going to have lots of cool interactions here in a minute.
Cool.
It'll be a lot of fun.
It's hard to take the photos, though, because they move very quickly once we put her in there.
Even if they know how to take photos, it's always a lesson for them learning how to take photos of moving wolves. And so Monty's an expert at that. He's our staff photographer, and he kind of helps coach them in how to get good pictures of wolves.
Mm-hmm. As well as it offers Wolfgang and Wotan some
enrichment
and some fun for the day, because they don't always get to see the girl.
Yeah.
It's a treat.
Yeah, enrichment for everybody.
Timber, Wolfgang, and Wotan are just three of the animals at Wolf Park.
We have 9 wolves total. And then we also have 2 coyotes, 4 foxes, and a small herd of bison. We're hoping to bring in puppies in the spring, or possibly breed. As I said, we've got a female we've been putting with these two, and so we're hoping she and one of these boys will fall madly in love over the winter, and maybe we'll get puppies that way.
Puppies would certainly be popular. Already wolves have fans who donate to the nonprofit organization.
We don't get any government funding. We do get some grants, but a lot of what we have has come from very generous donations. We also get a whole lot of support from all of our different sponsors who come out several times a year to look in on their animals and provide us with both monetary and physical donations. We have some people who just send us cute things in the mail. Someone mailed a bunch of blankets the other week for one of the wolves. All the boxes specifically said these are for Kehlani. Someone else sent us some homemade jerky the other week. And people who donate their time. We had some guys who were out last weekend helping to winterize the park. So they were scrubbing all the tanks and helping to take care of the place. We have some wonderful volunteers that do great things for us. We have one volunteer who entirely manages our gift shop. We have another girl who built some amazing electronic signs for the shop. She's also started a publishing company for us. We've started self-publishing in-house. We've had some other guys who have done huge construction, building huts for the animals. So we have more people who donate their time for our gardens. So we have people that just give us so much, and we're so grateful for them.
Seasonal activities include a 4th of July watermelon party, a pumpkin party around Halloween, a turkey toss in November, and a special visit in December.
Santa will be visiting the park. So we'll be open 1 to 4 that Saturday, December 17th. Santa should be arriving sometime around 1:30. It's always kind of a surprise how Santa gets to the park. And he'll be handing out presents to good little boys and girls and good little wolves. We'll have the kids go into the main enclosure and decorate a Christmas tree for the wolves, and they will get to decorate it with things like string cheese and bacon and cream cheese and sausage, spaghetti, whatever we can find that makes an edible ornament on the tree. And they can hide treats all over the enclosure, give the wolves a really tough time trying to find all those treats. And then once the kids are out of the enclosure, we'll release the wolves in there and let the wolves hunt for the treats, maybe knock over the tree, have a great time that way. And then we'll take everybody on a tour of the park where we'll deliver presents to all the other wolves who aren't in that enclosure and make sure everybody gets treats. So we'll also give treats to the foxes, the coyotes, and even the bison, make sure everybody has a Merry Christmas. And then Santa will be in this building afterwards. If you want to get your photo taken with Santa, come on out. We have a much shorter line than the mall, so it's a great time to get that done. Let your kids sit on Santa's lap and tell them what they want for Christmas.
Santa Visits Wolf Park is coming up on Saturday, December 17th. The park will hold Howl Nights, but will resume open season on May 1st. Katie says that there's always room for help at Wolf Park.
Oh yeah, we always appreciate adult volunteers. You have to be 18 to volunteer here just because we do have wild animals. But we love having people who can come out and give tours for us, who can help out with visitors, who can do maintenance work, who can do some of the animal care that doesn't involve going into the enclosure with the animals. We have something for people who are interested in volunteering in a lot of different ways.
And there are a lot of different ways to connect with Wolf Park, too.
Our website, wolfpark.org. We have all of our seminars, day camps, kids programs, and special events listed on there. Our special events section is always being updated. We're adding some new programs for this next summer that we're very excited about. We have a blog that also connects to our website and Facebook where we update with fun updates about the animals and upcoming events, usually once a week.
You can hear this interview and see video of Wolf Park on our website, WBAA.org. For Art Spotlight, I'm John Clare.